Chapter 3. When I opened my eyes the next morning, I lay in bed thinking about what I'd done to myself the night before. Part of me wondered whether it had all been a dream, and my heart began to sink at the thought. I'd been so blown away by the transformation that had taken place that I couldn't bear to think it wouldn't be there again this morning. Mustering up all my courage, I launched myself out of bed and walked over to the full-length mirror hanging on the back of my door. Oh, my God. What I saw reflected back at me was even better than I'd remembered. Logically, I knew that I'd been asleep for hours, probably tossing and turning in bed, but you couldn't tell by the way I looked. My hair, though tousled, looked shiny and beautiful, just like a shampoo commercial. And the volume I seemed to have naturally was the bedhead look that people spent hours trying to achieve. My new clear skin was dewy and fresh, and upon closer inspection, I doubted I'd need much makeup today at all. No need to cover up perfection. I spent about 10 minutes poking and prodding myself, barely able to believe it was all me. And it didn't matter which angle I studied myself, because I loved every bit of my new look. I spent so much time looking in the mirror, in fact, that I ended up having to rush my morning routine in order to not be late. The time it took me to get ready was cut down considerably, though, now that I had a lot less to worry about. There were no zits to cover, no need for product to tame my wild hair. My eyes popped no matter what I wore, and my clothes just fit better. I looked hot. I'd been in bed by the time my parents had come home from a dinner they'd been roped into with our neighbors, so I'd managed to avoid the backlash of my makeover. And this morning, I timed my departure perfectly so I could sneak out of the house unseen. It's not that I thought they'd be mad, really, but I knew they'd have questions for me. And the truth was, I still wasn't quite sure what I was going to tell them. Besides, I sort of wanted to see if my makeover was going to have any impact on my social life before I decided whether the confrontation was worth it or not. Dressed in a skirt that showed off my killer legs, which had always been nice, but until now I hadn't been...